producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After, what's on your mind? Mine is the voice you haven't heard in a week and a half. or 2 weeks, I guess, because I did take some time before the wedding. Claude Mitchell in for Scott Hannon, who's off in a scholarship ceremony. His Brainiac son is getting recognized as he should be. What we have to do is do a DNA test to discover, does this have anything to do genetically with Scott? He's picking on him while he's gone. How unfair. It's what's on your mind at 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Representative Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall, on the way. So where have I been the last couple of weeks? Got married? Had a honeymoon? Sat in the Cancun sun for a week? And then stood outside in a Denver winter storm for a night. I can feel the cold coming on now. Something tells me I'm not the only person. In fact, I'm thinking Kevin Cramer probably has far more travel horror stories than me. If for no other reason, he simply travels 100 times as much as me and 10 times as much as the average person. But you can imagine, you know, if you fly to Mexico in, say, January, February, maybe March, maybe even April, you're still psychologically kind of ready to come back to maybe some cold, maybe even some snow. I think you reach a point somewhere along the line, and I guess for me it's mid-May, where the expectation is I'm not going to have to pack my winter coat. I won't need it. Ugh. And then we get to Denver, where it had been 75 degrees just a day and a half earlier, and where it was going to get to the 70s a few days later, but I managed to catch it in between with the 30 and snowing and windy and ugh. So, all right, here, off the soapbox. I'm going to get off the soapbox. Representative Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall here in What's in Your Mind. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Todd. I understand we're going it alone.
We're going it alone. Scott is...
I bet we're up to it.
we are up to it, no question. Now, and you know, Scott's kid's only going to get into college once, and then he's going to go through college. Will Dad have been there or not for him? I think Dad needs to be there, don't you?
Oh, he is in the right place. He's got the right priorities. Absolutely. In fact, I'm actually on my way to Fargo myself. I'm doing a speech at noon to the North Dakota Motor Carriers Convention. They've asked me to do a luncheon welcome, and then going over to meet with the North Dakota Automobile Dealers Association. They've also asked me to come and speak to them and meet with them and talk about their issues. And I actually have Alex's graduation gift in the car with me because I'm not going to be able to make his commencement this weekend at Shanley. But I hope to see Scott and Alex and pass along the gift. So we're all kind of on the same page today.
I'm guessing you've got more travel horror stories than I do, so what's your worst?
Well,
what's the worst that ever happened?
I don't know. You know, I've had a lot of... I did spend the night one time when I was much younger on I-29 in the middle of a blizzard where a whole bunch of people were stranded back in the late 80s, I think it was, maybe early 90s. And before cell phones, but through radio, a lot of people were able to communicate with one another, and it was really quite something. So that's my worst. But as a politician, I would just say that it's probably relates to the soreness of various parts of their body after days of driving. But with internet and iPhones and iPads, it's amazing how productive you can be in the car nowadays. So that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, and in-flight Wi-Fi and stuff. I mean, holy cow, have we come far, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's funny when you talk about in-flight Wi-Fi. I've only been in Congress 16 months, and Delta did not have in-flight Wi-Fi in the very early, at least I didn't have it. And I spent all the time on the airplanes signing my correspondence, which was very productive. Well, then I got Wi-Fi, and now I sign all my correspondence and I do all my emails on the airplane. So that's very productive. It does make traveling a lot more tolerable, I suppose. I wouldn't say pleasurable, but tolerable.
Other side of the coin is at least you used to have that time where you could shut down and, I don't know, take a nap, whatever, but yeah. Now you don't have that excuse anymore.
No, but let me tell you, I'm not above doing it, just so you know. If anybody sees me sleeping on an airplane, you could strap me to the wing and I could sleep on an airplane. So
your call's breaking up. You could always say, well, you know, try getting on the plane and they can't prove you couldn't get on, right?
That's right. No, that's exactly right. But anyway, so we're productive today traveling while doing what's on your mind in Radio Town Hall. So
1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Representative Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So, Representative Kramer, feds release hundreds of immigrant murderers, drunk drivers, sex crimes, convicts. Why?
Well, you know, I couldn't begin to answer why this administration does the things that they do. You know, I can only read their reasoning for it and their excuses for it. You know, we want, I think most Americans, I think most North Dakotans want, you know, immigration reform. But the type of reform we want is the type that, you know, that protects our borders, protects our workers from unfair competition, that acknowledges the role that immigration plays in our economy and our workforce in a way that honors legal immigration, in a way that even expands legal immigration into the areas where we need it, you know, in the high-tech areas, perhaps in farming. But we also need, coupled with that, Todd, we need reforms to our education system that provides the right incentives and the right options for our own students and our own citizens to meet the demands of our workforce and meet the demands of our economy so that we're raising up the technology experts, the IT experts, the engineers, as well as, you know, the aerospace scientists and environmental scientists. And, of course, the skilled workforce that is in such high demand in places like North Dakota and other places, rather than biasing against it. So we've got a lot to do on immigration reform. I don't think any of it's going to get done this year because, frankly, we have a trust problem with our administration. And the actions that you just talked about get exactly to that point. This is why I know there are a lot of people frustrated with Republicans not taking up immigration reform. But the reason we don't take it up is because there's a lack of trust with this administration's willingness and ability to enforce the laws that we already have, much less new laws. So until that trust is restored, I think we're going to have a hard time doing immigration reform.
There certainly isn't the stigma of a Mexican in an American jail versus an American in a Mexican jail. That's
wow,
certainly
no, that's
big...
for sure. That's for sure true. And we don't want, and clearly we're
no,
a better
we
country.
Don't.
But you're right, God. You're exactly right. If, you know, America is still, we still have the most liberal immigration laws in the world. 1 million immigrants come to the United States every year. The problem that we have with that million is it's really a lottery system. We do not have an immigration system that fits the demands of our economy and our workforce. For example, in the United States, only about 12% of our immigrants come here based on a skill set or an education background that meets our economic needs. In places like Canada and several parts of Europe and other countries, it's 60% of their legal immigration is tied directly to their workforce demands and their economic needs. So we can do a much better job on the legal immigration side than we're doing. But even that's going to be hard to reform until there's some trust built up with the administration and the release of immigrants who not only are here illegally, they're undocumented workers, but while they're here illegally, can, you know, participate in other illegal activity. That's a major problem.
Wayne's listening to KFIRE 550 in Newtown. Wayne, what's in your mind for Representative Kevin Kramer?
Well, first off, I want to say appreciate your service. congressman. I wish more politicians would do it as a, not a politician, but as a public servant, because that is the position you hold. And as far as immigration reform, I'm really tired of hearing about immigration reform. Let's uphold the laws we have on the books for a period of time, and then let's look at the problems we have with the immigration system and adjust them accordingly. But before we can start doing a reform bill, we need to uphold the laws. We need to enforce our border protection and do what is already on the books. Everybody wants to write all these new laws. Well, how, as an American citizen, when I have the top law enforcement officer of the United States tell all the state attorney generals, well, if you don't like a law, just don't uphold it. How am I going to be able to get behind an immigration reform bill?
Wayne, hold that thought. We're going to hit the break, and we're going to come out of the break with your answer and what's in your mind.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour. This is What's on Your Mind. I am Senor Todd Mitchell, fresh from Mexico and a Denver blizzard. Scott Hennen off for the rest of the day as he's attending a little ceremony for a nice scholarship for his son to go get that education and become a real contributor in the workforce. Or whatever he's going to do with it. I guess not every college degree ends up doing that, I suppose. What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall, Representative Kevin Kramer, 1-800-228-0550. number, 701-258-0550. And don't forget, any time, so like after the show, if you think, oh, I got a question, you can call any time, 3 in the morning. You're not going to wake anybody up. It'll, well, you might, you never know. 1-855-200-1776. Hit option 1, and you can leave a message anytime for anything on What's in Your Mind. 1-855-200-1776. We're talking with Wayne from Newtown. Wayne, why don't you kind of complete your thought there, and we can get an answer from Representative Kramer.
So what I was saying is that how can I, as a law-abiding citizen who follows the laws, pays my taxes, to work hard to make a living, get behind the bill to reform immigration when it's not even being, the current laws aren't even being upheld, and our law enforcement on our borders in Arizona, I mean, everybody's seen the fight, their hands are being tied from enforcing current laws. You know, we need to, let's uphold the laws that we have and then discuss reforming, you know, fixing the bad parts of it.
Well, Wayne, thank you, first of all, for your call and for your statement, because you just articulated beautifully the biggest problem we have right now between Congress is enforcement of this president. And it's not a new issue, by the way. This goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan. The last time they had immigration reform, you know, as much as we love Ronald Reagan, he didn't enforce border laws, and consequently, you know, we've had an influx of illegal immigration. Well, I will say right now, your point about the Attorney General and the President and border states is really at the root of the problem. Currently, instead of encouraging states to hold off, our Attorney General calls it sue states. They file charges. They literally sue border states who try to enforce their own immigration laws, which I think is a breach of the sovereignty of the state, first of all, but it's certainly wrong-headed. One of the specific bills that House Republicans have passed out of committee relating to immigration, what it does is it's called the SAFE Act, and it instead of encouraging the federal government or the Justice Department to sue states, what it does is it gives states, empowers states to pass their own laws, and counties as well along the border, pass their own immigration laws as long as they're consistent with federal laws, and then encourages them to enforce them and even helps them to enforce these laws. See, by making them their laws, it's their jurisdiction, not just federal jurisdiction. So they have joint jurisdiction, and we provide the resources to allow them to enforce their own laws, taking it out of the hands of Washington bureaucrats and, frankly, people who are a long ways from the problem, and puts it in the hands of the people that know the problem. So Wayne is right on point, Todd. It is a lack of trust. He doesn't trust it. We want to see more trust before we pass these reforms, as we call them. But he articulated perfectly. It's the frustration a lot of us have with immigration issues today.
What's on your mind? Representative Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Or, for example, this off-air caller. Go ahead.
So, what's on your mind? I got a question for the Representative Kramer. Are those illegals the U.S. government let out of jail? Did the Chamber of Commerce and big business have them released for illegal workers or slaves for big business? And is that why the illegal immigration does not get solved? I believe that's what's happening here. So they need workers down there, the big business. Okay, bye.
Okay, so as I understand the caller, first of all, I think what he's saying is, were they released due to pressure from, or the encouragement at least of, I think he referenced the U.S. Chamber of Commerce or other big business. I seriously doubt that that's why they were released, but the connection is not completely without some merit, of course, because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business organizations do support immigration reform, but they certainly don't support illegal immigration. And I think that's a very clear distinction that needs to be articulated. They advocate for reforms to things like the H-1B visa program, which is for technical workers. They advocate for H-2A visa reform that is aimed more at farm workers, seasonal workers, construction jobs as well, in industries that require, that need more of a workforce that isn't being filled by citizen workers. But they do not advocate, at least no group has ever advocated to me, for the release of illegal immigrants. So it's a very important distinction that we need to draw in fairness. What business often advocates for, and what I frankly support as well, is looking at our immigration system and seeing where are those pockets of need that are not being met by our own citizen workers. And H-1B is one of them. But there's other reforms even related. Let's just take Microsoft as an example, which has many thousands of software engineers and others that are legal immigrants that come to our United States, in many cases, to get a good education from our university system and then remain or leave and come back and bring their families. In many cases, their spouse is not able to get a job because they aren't the right type of an immigrant. Well, here are productive members of our society buying homes, spending money, generating tax revenue, raising their children in our education system, some of the best members of society that we have, and their spouses unable to be as productive as they'd like to be because of our, messed up immigration system. That's punishing that's punishing the productive legal immigrants in a way that's punitive to them without dealing with the illegal immigration side of the formula. So I think we're talking somewhat apples to oranges, but I also understand the caller's frustration over the whole issue.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall. Representative Kevin Kramer, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And this off-air caller.
Hello, this is Karen June. Congratulations to your nice son. I'd like Kevin Kramer to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. Goodbye.
In case you're just tuning in, Scott Hennon's son is getting a scholarship. There's a ceremony going on. And tell you what, when we get back, Representative Kramer will address Keystone XL and much more in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Get your call in, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Talk Radio Town Hall, Representative Kevin Kramer. More What's on Your Mind on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.
$279, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Past the hour. This is What's in Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell. Been gone for a couple of weeks. I'm going to see if I can figure out how to do this radio thing. Scott Hennon back tomorrow as he's off at a ceremony with his son getting a nice scholarship and stuff. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Representative Kevin Kramer, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. You can also drop an email in. Representative Kramer, how about that Keystone bill failing in the Senate? What in the world?
What in the world is right? That Senate is a pretty unproductive body. We keep sending them good things, and they just keep doing nothing. But it's obviously very politically charged. The president clearly hates oil and clearly hates fossil fuels and clearly does not want to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. In the House, many months ago, a bill that I co-sponsored called the Northern Route Approval Act deemed the Keystone XL permitted. It's the most studied and analyzed environmentally sound pipeline in the history of the world. Why the president's opposed to it, I guess because his good friend Daryl Hannah thinks she's vice president or something, and he caters to Hollywood. But Harry Reid has gotten himself embroiled again in this some other issues related to energy development, and they've just not been able, evidently, to either get a vote or get a clean vote or get 60 votes to pass it. You know, they could have a vote on it, but if they don't get 60 votes, it fails. And the measure of success should be passing it, not just simply voting on it. It's hurting us badly. Let's face it. Had the Keystone XL pipeline been approved in the same manner that the first Keystone pipeline was approved, which I'm happy to say I helped cite as a member of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and it was operational today, we would have 15% fewer trains hauling oil out of North Dakota, and that would be 15% more of our agricultural products that would be able to get out of North Dakota and get to market. That's how significant the Keystone XL pipeline is to North Dakota, never mind what it does for overall North American energy security, jobs creation, growing our economy, bringing our soldiers home from the Middle East and allowing us to be energy secure and setting the tone for energy development in our country and in our world. It's a really big issue. The lack of support from the administration and Harry Reid in the Senate. That this is no reflection on our senators who both supported. John Hoeven has absolutely led the charge in the Senate, convincing every Republican and several Democrats to support it, but not getting any cooperation from the leadership on that side. So it's a problem, to say the least, and we need to get it done.
Full bank of phones, Representative Kevin Kramer, but first, the BNSF rail delays. Where are we? What's an update on that?
Well, you know, it continues to be a delay, not just BNSF, but CP Rail, with relation to moving agricultural products or commodities out. I will say we've seen tremendous success on getting the inputs to North Dakota. So I monitor every week. So at the very least, we have full transparency by the railroads on where they are in terms of delivery of cars and product. With regard to fertilizer for spring planting, as recently as first of this week, BNSF had 32 of the 52 promised trains had already delivered, meaning, of course, there are several more on the way. Perhaps, you know, by now there are even some more delivered. So they're right on schedule, a little bit ahead of schedule in terms of delivering fertilizer for the spring planting. With regard to moving product out, we saw a pretty robust couple of weeks, the last couple of weeks, in terms of velocity, but obviously delivery of cars is still way behind. While a little bit of progress is being made, much more needs to be made. They've made the commitment, of course, to get last year's crop to market before this year's crop comes in. But in the meantime, we are seeing the we're seeing some problems, especially with corn. One of the things that's caused this problem, in addition to the overwhelming demand for the rails, is that last year's crop was very late, it was big, and it was very wet. And so the perishability of things like corn, for example, is starting to really show up in the bins, and that discounts the corn. Of course, we're seeing real price problems. We're seeing basis points spread. But, you know, those of you that are in the marketing business, you understand the relevance of basis points, missed vessels at the ports. So there are just a lot of problems with it. But again, we're seeing some progress. The really good news, of course, is that BNSF is making a huge and has made a huge commitment to building out the infrastructure, $400 million this year in North Dakota alone, in double tracking, which will certainly free up a lot of that constraint and the bottlenecks we're seeing. So in a few years, we're going to look back and say, wow, this is great. In the meantime, it's like doing road construction in front of your store where none of your customers can get there. It's a problem. So some progress. I would say on the transportation front, one of the questions, Todd, I would like for people to think about, certainly call in on, if you know, either today or on the off-air line or next week perhaps, with the passage of the Water Resources Development Act now coming, being imminent perhaps this, you know, next week with the Conference Committee finishing its report, the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee is going to take up the highway bill. The Highway Trust Fund is broke. It's, you know, the highway authorization bill is expires in after August of this year. We have a huge highway construction needs, not only in North Dakota, but across the country. With the, you know, the Highway Trust Fund not doing very well because, of course, vehicles are so much more efficient these days that the gas tax, fuel tax, surcharges are not anywhere near keeping up with the demands on the highways. I would be very interested in knowing how people feel about potential of a tax increase or surcharge on fuel that would be permanent to continue to fund the Highway Trust Fund if it was 100% of it was locked up solely for highway construction and maintenance in the United States. When the federal fuel tax, which is 18.3 cents per gallon, when that was first passed, when Ronald Reagan was president, gas was $1 a gallon. It's obviously that at that time it was 18% tax. Today it's still 18.3 cents, but it's on $3.50 worth and less demand for the fuel. We have a huge problem. I would be honestly interested to hear people's feedback on how they feel about a potential fuel tax increase that would be locked up specifically for development of our highways.
Representative Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's in Your Mind. Stuart, listening to K-Fire 550 in Bellefield. Stuart, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate you taking time to do this Town Hall, Kevin Kramer. My question is how – I got two things here. First thing is how can you have reform when you have the Department of Homeland Security taking forever to approve visa application. They take a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. And the Homeland Security, like much of the bureaucracy, is very, very slow. Should we talk about VA? We could talk about, you know, EPA. You're exactly right, Stuart. That is the problem. One of the things in reform that we want to see, of course, is a streamlining of that process, including, by the way, for replacing and incenting paper process with e-verify, because the paper process for some workers, take especially construction and agricultural workers, it can take months, whereas e-verify, which you can do on your phone, takes seconds. You can do in 90 seconds what Homeland Security, for example, can take over the course of months to do. So very good point, and it's one of the issues that requires reform if we're ever going to get any.
My second question is what is the visa waiver program? Do you know what the requirements are for a country to get on the visa waiver program?
Great question, Stuart, and I have to honestly tell you I do not know, and if I was to start talking, I'd only be guessing and speculating, but I'll have somebody on my team check that out, and we'll either answer it by the end of the day or we'll provide an answer next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate it. Stan in Gwinner, listening to AM 1100, The Flag. Stan, what's on your mind?
I can't believe anyone is considering immigration reform with this administration in, period.
Well, I think, again, Stan is articulating the same point that Wayne had made earlier, and that is with this administration, the lack of trust makes it difficult to do reforms. In fact, which is why the first reforms would be to hold the administration accountable. For example, I talked earlier about the STATE Act, which would empower states to enforce the laws since we can't trust the federal government to. The other one that, the House Republican Judiciary Committee has passed out is one regarding border security, which would take border security away from the administration, or at least the measurement of it, put it with a third party, perhaps the Government Accounting Office, which, by the way, does a very good job for the most part of measuring and accounting for benchmarks and saying no reform can take place until border security measurements are met. In other words, are you, in fact, meeting the benchmarks that we've set at the border in not allowing illegal immigration,
sir,
to continue?
I can't believe that you think that empowering the states. Look at Janet Brewer, the lawsuits that they've had by the federal government.
Right. But that's my point.
Until that administration's out, period. I can't see how you can even consider it. The Democrats have made such fools out of the Republicans it isn't funny.
I think you and I are saying the same thing, but you're saying we should just not pass laws until Barack. See, here's part of the problem, is that
that's
if
right.
we don't do anything, then we empower him all the more. That's the point. If we don't ever forward ideas that improve
anything that
it,
you have done is empower them more.
I guess I would. Could you give me an example of that?
Government. You shut down the government and then fold, take the full blame, and nothing was done.
Well, let me give you one example with the government shutdown that actually was a victory. Remember when on October 1st, or roughly thereabouts, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, put out an executive order saying, if you want the premium subsidy,
all right, tell you what, hold that thought.
Okay,
we got a break. Hard time.
Yep.
More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart. by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Past the hour, what's in your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall Lightning Round. Representative Kevin Kramer, why don't you wrap up your thoughts there with Stan's phone call?
Stan from Gwinner's concern and skepticism about this administration's willingness to enforce the law is well grounded and founded. I mean, he's right on point. My concern is that if the House of Representatives doesn't continue, at the very least, do our oversight, which is why we know a lot of the things we know about this administration, because of our oversight responsibilities. But if we don't continue to forward good ideas and force, in many cases, votes on things that would improve border security, then we're just giving him a free rein to do, to do whatever he wants. With regard to the border itself, the idea of putting a third party in charge of the border or empowering states, what we want to do is remove Eric Holder and Barack Obama's ability to sue a state, but rather force the resources to encourage them to enforce their own laws. So we're not going to take it up this year. I think that's pretty clear. But we can't just do nothing for 3 years because Barack Obama is a bad president. We have to keep working to improve our country.
Fred's listening to K-Fire 550 and Wing. Fred, what is on your mind?
Well, good morning, guys.
Hi, Fred.
Thank you again, Kevin, for doing this and being faithful with it. That's great. My question is something that's really been on my mind about if we do get some Republicans elected this time and we have a Republican president.
Yeah.
How deep can we go in replacing the people who are in the bureaucracy surrounding the presidency?
Fred, you asked the question that haunts me every day. And in fact, I just had a discussion this morning with one of my staff members on this very point. So let's say we take the Senate. Let's say Republicans get the presidency. We have it all. How far can you go in the EPA? So the EPA won a fight yesterday in the courts. Implementation of Clean Air Bills, Clean Air Act, in that a very liberal environmental group wanted to the EPA to include in clean air compliance. The EPA refused to do it. They sued, and the EPA won the lawsuit. And here's the reason they gave. They said, because we don't have the resources to include coal mining in emissions standards regulation. And I said, hallelujah. If we can't go deep enough within the administration to remove the bureaucracy, we can certainly do it with a majority by cutting their budget so deep that they have to remove the obstacles known as bureaucrats. And then we have to pass the laws so that they don't use as an excuse, we can't issue your permit or we can't issue your certificate because we don't have enough people to do the work. I want to cut their workforce and cut their workload, and we can do that legislatively because we probably would have a hard time digging deep enough in the bureaucracy to just fire people. But we can do it through the budget. Great question.
But what is the, say the president, when he takes office,
yeah.
Is it lawful to let people go because of their political ways?
You can only go so deep, Fred. So your point is, yeah, you can get rid of obviously the administrator. You can get rid of a lot of the deputy administrators, maybe even some assistants to deputies. But you can't go deep enough to do the kind of things we need to do to overturn things. As a friend of ours often says, the EPA was hard to deal with when they were our guys. They're impossible to deal with now. That's largely because of the bureaucracy. And by the way, this gets to really the fundamental problem at the IRS, EPA, every other Corps of Engineers, every other bureaucracy you want to talk about, is when the government gets so big, it just naturally becomes this way. Look at the Veterans Administration. You also have, with all due respect, the Public Employees Union, which in many parts of the country is so strong that at several VA clinics and hospitals, when my colleagues are going and try to talk about reform at the VA, the union representative is sitting in the room and the administrator can't even talk until that rep says, gives them the green light to talk about it. They actually encourage slowing down the process so they can get more overtime. They encourage backlogs so they can get more overtime. Now, we don't have that in North Dakota. Our public employees are the best in the country. Not surprisingly, because we have a culture of work in our state. That's not everywhere. So, Fred, to get to the root of it, no, the president can't just do it on his own. It requires budget cuts, appropriations cuts, and legal and legislative action.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure glad that you guys are concerned about it because it really seems to be a big concern coming up. And I thank you for addressing it, sir.
I agree, Fred. Thank you.
All right, 10:54, the lightning round. Brent's listening to K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm not totally against the Keystone Pipeline, but I was just wondering why we have to go to the tar sands in Canada.
Sure.
It doesn't economically make sense because they constantly run machinery, let alone use the thousands of gallons of water to extract a barrel of oil.
Sure. Okay, Brent brings up a very important point about how we produce the oil sands. I say we, not me, but how they do it and why do we have to go there in the first place. And I think it's a good point. Part of it is, of course, that in our own country, we've stifled development in a lot of places where we have a lot of oil. Offshore, certainly.
some states have chosen to, and that's their choice. California is one, for example. Alaska is another one. But a lot of the federal resources that are under federal grounds are nearly impossible to get at. So we have restricted our own development to a great degree. Secondly, the other sources, of course, are from foreign governments that are much less friendly to us than Canada.
Gonna have to leave it there. Scott Henin back tomorrow. Todd Mitchell and my Denver cold will return to What's on Your Mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.